Praise the Lord.
Well, as you know, as I was preparing and for this Reflection Sunday, I just felt like I needed to share what God has been dealing with me personally the last 30 to 60 days. And as I was thinking about this, and, you know, saying, all right, Lord, how do I share this so that this makes sense? The Lord started me off with timing, following the cloud. And he took me to Exodus, chapter 13, verse 21 through 22. And it says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. And he did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Then I was looking at that. I was like, oh, you know, the children of Israel, when God, you know, liberated them from Israel or from Egypt, he was leading them step by step. Amen. And wherever he led them, he provided for them. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, praise the Lord, I can see where God has ordered my steps and led me. But there are still some things that God showed me that still hasn't manifested yet. So as I was like going to God about it, God led me to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, where he says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tables, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak, and it will not die. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. And God was just letting me know that though there are visions, that there are dreams, there are things that he's birthed in us, there is a time for them. And sometimes we go out and we do things because he's like, all right, God gave me a word. He gave me a plan. He let me know that this is what I'm supposed to do. And we just survey things. And we're like, you know, timing is now. But just like, you know, with the children of Israel, God led them to where they were supposed to be. And the word says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord.
Right.
We have to do diligent and calm ourselves down and be anxious for nothing and allow God to lead us. Because God has a time for everything.
Yeah.
That vision, that career, that house, there is a time for it.
Right.
So you can't think that fasting and praying and, you know, burning the midnight oil and hustling and doing all this stuff is going to make him move. Now, those things are great. You know, fasting and praying, it's a good thing because sometimes you need to sit still and listen to God. But know that when you pray and you're fasting, it's for your relationship with God. It's not going to make his hand move anymore. So as I was like thinking about that, God took me to Ecclesiastes, and it was interesting. That was part of our Bible, our Sunday school. Ecclesiastes verse 3, I'm sorry, chapter 3, verse 1 and 11. We said, and to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. And then verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. He has put eternity in their heart, except that no one can find out the work that God has done from the beginning to the end. From the beginning to the end, he is the Alpha, the Omega. It's already in place. It's already done. And then I was like looking at people in the Bible who went before God and may have gotten themselves into a little trouble. And then there's others who listened to him and waited. You know, I look at Joseph. God gave him a dream at 17. He didn't walk in that thing until he was 30.
That's right.
Moses. He knew in his heart that he needed to help the children of Israel. I'm sure he didn't know in the way he was supposed to go about it because he killed somebody to defend the Israelite, but that was not the way God wanted it done. And it wasn't until 40 years later that God used it to not only liberate one Israelite, but the whole nation of Israel. So it's important to wait for God and to do it his way. And sometimes we feel like we're not doing anything. But there is great faith in sitting still and waiting for God. It's hard because it goes against your natural self. It's like, I should be doing. You're just taught to, if you want it, go after it. But sometimes that's not the way God would have you to do it. Even when, I found it interesting with King David, when Saul was finally killed, he didn't just go up to Judah. he said, God, can I go to Judah?
Yeah.
And then God said, go up.
Yeah.
So even that, it was just like, oh, great. Saul's gone. Naturally, David's going to be king. But even David didn't pursue it or assume anything or take it above, you know, upon himself to say, oh, okay, now that Saul's gone, I'm going to go. No, he inquired of God and got the blessing from God.
Amen.
So it's just important to be anxious for nothing. And then also know that that thing that God has for you has absolutely nothing to do with you. Know that God is going to bring it to pass, and it has everything to do with him, his purpose, and his grace. You know, sometimes we, and that's where that mentality, if I want it, I have to go after it, and if I don't get it, then it's not going to happen. It kind of makes you feel like if you don't get it, it's because it's something you did. It's something that you didn't deserve. But everything that God has for us is because of his grace. That house, that job, that spouse, your child, every good that you have is God.
Amen.
Don't ever think that, oh, I pray, I fast. It's nothing to do with you but the finished work of Christ.
Amen.
All we have to do is stay in faith.
Amen.
Stay with the spirit of expectation. Jehoshaphat, that he was being threatened by another country.
Amen.
And God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Right.
He had praise and worship leaders before the army.
Amen.
In what realm of common sense does that even make any kind of sense? But no, you know what he did? He's trusted God. And those people turned on themselves. You know what the army had to do? They didn't have to fight that war. All they had to do was go get the spoil.
Amen.
So sometimes it's just, it goes against our natural self to just sit still and just wait. It's hard. It really is. But God has a way of just letting you know that, you know what, this is where you're supposed to be. Because the blessing may not be where you want it to be, but it's there.
Yes.
You know, God had to, like, correct me because I was so upset that one avenue, one door kept closing on me. I'm like, God, I'm confessing, I'm praying, I'm speaking, I'm calling that thing that being out of this world, I'm speaking it. But then God helped me see, yeah, you're calling these things that being out of this world, they were, but it's not there, it's here.
Wow.
And I was so focused on the area where I wanted him to move, that I was missing out on what he was doing right where I was.
Yeah.
It's important just to be in tune to him and know it's not supposed to be that hard. It's not supposed to be, if there's things, like oppositions that are coming against you, maybe it's not the time. It's not the season. So I'm encouraging you just to be patient and live a life of expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in Timothy it says, you know, with great godliness, or content, what is that, content? In Timothy, you know what I'm trying to say, right? With great godliness is the...
Great contentment.
Yes.
Yes.
Contentment is
great gain.
Yes, it's great gain. It's not a spirit of complacency saying, oh, this is as good as it's going to get. No, it's praising God where you're at while you're waiting for that thing to manifest.
Yeah.
Stay with the spirit of expectancy and just know it's going to happen. We are all pregnant with a vision, a dream. What woman stays pregnant forever? No. We are all with
a
child. We are all with something.
Yes,
some deliver at 8 months, some deliver at 10 months, you know, some deliver sooner. We all deliver at different times, but at the end of the day, we will deliver.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody give her an offering. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Preach it.
Amen. With godliness and contentment, I think what you're talking about is
great gain.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I just got to write this last thing down. I'm sorry.
Amen.
What woman stays pregnant forever?
Amen.
Sometimes you just got to break it down and make it simple. Amen.
Amen.
Something would be wrong, right? If you saw a woman 5 years later,
she's still pregnant.
And she's still pregnant, amen. And not pregnant again, she's just still pregnant. Something would be wrong, amen.
Oh my
gosh. And so we praise God for that, amen. If it's birth in you, what does that mean? It's going to have to come out.
So
I have to what? Come forth. Praise God for that, amen. Praise God. I got some good stuff here. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. But we do have to be patient. So we praise God for that word of encouragement. Amen. To be patient, but yet to be expecting. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Right? To be patient, but yet you still expect. It's going to happen today.
It's going to happen today.
And what if it doesn't happen today? What do you say tomorrow?
It won't happen today.
There you go. Right? That's how you stay in expectancy, right? Oh, it didn't happen today. Well, it's going to happen tomorrow. Amen? Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. All right. I'm the MC today.
Amen.
Amen. And, I thought a little boy away from me, Sister Nada, because I'm coming your way. Amen. I'm coming to Les first. So you amen. Amen. Brother Les is going to come next. Amen. And he's going to bless us with what the Lord has blessed him with. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
You know, 5 years ago, my wife had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And God told me at that time that she would be healed. It's been a while, mm-hmm. but my wife and I, we both continued to pray, and we both continued to believe that that's going to happen. I think over the last couple of weeks, she's had a difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually had more, for the first time, really, she's had more bad days than good. And that she's has an infection in her blood.
Mm-hmm.
But at first the doctors thought it wouldn't be a tremendous deal, and then what they did didn't work, and so it got to be a little bigger, and then it got to be a little bigger again. But we just kept praying, and we kept believing. And still believe that she's going to be well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a difficult time. But you know, you would think that our household is a sad one, but it's really not. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of joy in our house. You know, I keep thinking about the devil walking back and forth looking for a place to enter. But really. Not in our home.
Amen.
We even in spite of all that, we have moments when we just laugh. There's a lot of laughter. There's a lot of God kept joy in our house.
Amen.
And we continue to pray. We continue to have faith that God's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
We go from doctor to doctor, Cooper Hospital, University of Pennsylvania. And, I pray each time. And as I listen to the doctors, what I've done now is I talk to the doctor first.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want my wife hearing things that aren't what God says.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the doctors have these gloom and doom reports. I don't want her hearing that.
Amen.
So once they do that, I explain to them that I don't want her hearing that. So if we continue with them, then they have to understand that. Some I just leave. Others say, I understand, and they do what they're going to do. And we found a doctor who really has almost cured her issue of blood almost right away. It's almost gone. We're really thankful for that. So for me, it's really about faith. I trust God with everything that I have. My wife is my most important person thing on this earth.
Amen.
And so when she's not well, I stop everything else.
Amen.
I don't go to work. I don't do anything else but pay attention to her. And and as we've done that, strange how things work. I didn't think it was really, we've been all close, but we were actually closer now,
mm-hmm.
I think, than we've ever been in our life. I think
wow.
Where I didn't think it was possible to love her more, I think I love her more than
wow.
now.
Amen.
Wow.
So, and so I just continue to thank God
Amen.
For what he's doing and praise him for lifting
Amen.
Her up. And for keeping her in mind.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And, you know, we have, over these 5 years, you know, we've seen you, we've seen Gwen, and we experienced, not like you have and she has, but through you, we've experienced the ups and the downs.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And, you know, it's inspiring and it's remarkable, amen, that through all of this, all the ups and downs, that you, you know, the way you have maintained your faith, right?
Amen. Yes. Amen.
You know, Job's wife told him one of the silliest things ever spoken in the Bible when faced with calamity. Curse God and die, is what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of you know, if you curse God, you will die?
Amen.
But, you know, to be able to stand strong in faith in the midst of things, not because it's a Sunday school lesson. This is real life we're talking
amen.
About. It's a real testament, amen, to the deep work that God has done in you. You said something I wrote down, which to me is just, it goes so deep. You were saying it in a particular way, but it goes so deep. You said, God has kept joy in our house.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. When you consider this is the house of God, right? The temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We all should pray for God to keep joy in our house.
Amen.
Amen. Because the joy of the Lord is what? The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so I believe because of the joy that's been kept in your house, that's how you have had the strength to endure. Amen. Sometimes you were talking earlier, praying and fasting. Oh, I'm going to be strong. The joy of the Lord. It didn't say the fast
right.
unto God is your strength. It says what? The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's why even when you fast, Jesus said, don't walk around with your face all made up, letting everybody know you're fasting.
Right.
Right? He said, clean yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And just go around. Right? Why? Because the fasting is not giving you strength. What is it? It's the joy, of the Lord, the joy in serving God. Amen? Before we call up the next one, amen, scripture is true. How many of you know? And it says that if two will agree on earth as to touching anything that they shall ask,
mm-hmm.
it shall be done of them. Amen. For them.
Yes.
Amen.
It's
more than two of us here, but let us agree on earth, touching and agreeing on Gwen's healing right
amen.
Now, real quickly.
Praise
amen.
Lord.
Let's just do it
you,
by
Jesus.
Faith in the Son of
yes.
God. Father, we bless you in the name of yes, Jesus Christ.
Lord. Thank you.
And we thank you, God, for your word.
Yes.
You said, God, that there is power in agreement.
Yes.
That if two, just two, would agree
yes.
on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by our Father who is in heaven.
Yes.
And so, Father, we come today agreeing, O God, here in this place on this earth,
yes.
O God, as it regards Gwen and her healing. And, Father, we pray for the work to be completed. We heard that it is almost done. Father, we ask you to complete the work. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
to take away the infection, to strengthen her in her body, to raise her up and make her whole, to show yourself strong,
yes.
O God, in the name of Jesus,
name
that
of
you
Jesus.
Might receive the glory,
yes.
the praise, and the honor that is due your name. Father, we confess you as our healer. We confess you,
yes.
O God, as the redeemer of our souls. We
yes.
say that there is a balm in Gilead, and his name is Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus
yes.
for health, healing, restoration, and renewal. We
yes.
thank you right now, God, for the miracle that we are believing on by faith.
Yes.
And, Father, we ask you to bring it to pass speedily. And, Father, we believe you shall do it. We're continuing to trust in you.
Yes.
And so, God, by faith, we lift up our hands in the sanctuary. We bless your name.
Yes.
And we thank you for it. In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God for that. Amen.
Amen.
This has been wonderful. Amen. And it's going to continue because our sister Nida is coming.
Praise the Lord.
Yanaka. You think I knew that, didn't you? Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Oh,
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes. Yes, it is. And we shall rejoice.
Amen.
Be glad in it.
I just want to thank God, you know. I guess God, he just expects us to be a vessel. You know,
right.
A vessel, and Amen. Then he uses that vessel however he wants to.
Amen.
And I just want to be obedient,
Amen.
You know, and let him say what he wants to say, you know,
Amen.
Because sometimes in life we go through stuff and, you know, we're not understanding what we go through,
mm-hmm.
but he does, you yes. know, and if we have faith in him, you know, I guess, in one point in our life is gonna make sense.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about that yesterday, this is my testimony. Yesterday we decided that we were gonna go out and I got ready and everything and I started getting ready and next thing I know I started seeing everything that was a mess in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw the basement, and I'm like, oh, this is a mess. I started with Aaliyah's room, and I saw everything throwing all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my kitchen. I saw everything, that everything was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a point that I just want to tell you that God took me. So I went downstairs, and I started the laundry. And while I'm starting the laundry, I'm crying like a little baby, you know, because I'm saying to myself, I can't do this. This is too much. It's a mess. And, you know, and I like to keep my house neat, you know, and it looks like the more time goes by in between work, taking care of the kids and everything, the house is a mess. So, and I was just talking to God and telling him, this is too much. It's too much for me. I can't handle it. Here comes my daughter. And I tell my daughter, you don't even help me. And I'm there like crying like a little baby. So I leave everything. You know, it's like I kind of closed my eyes, left everything the way it was downstairs. And I just went to the bathroom to take a shower. So while I'm taking a shower, you know, God is talking to me, you know, and he tells me. No, I'm not
getting a decision. You're not? Okay, well, we're over here. I took a long trip.
I think I'm going to need it. So, but God was saying, you know, to me, just live your moment.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right. That's okay. It's okay. Live your moment.
You know, Chris on Saturdays, and I understand because he's so busy Monday to Friday, so here comes Saturday. He goes and put this music so loud in the house. It's not Christian music, you know? So, in between the house being a mess, him putting his hip-hop, whatever it is, and I'm here, you know, like, trying to be in the middle, you know, trying to do the right thing, and at the same time, all this going on. So,
okay.
All I hear was God telling me, live the moment,
live
you
the
know,
moment.
Enjoy your kids,
Amen.
Enjoy your husband.
Amen.
Amen.
And I was like, but God, but I want to serve you, and this kind of music is not music to be serving you.
Oh, gosh.
And then he was telling me, one day, your kids are going to get old. You know,
mm.
and you no longer gonna have this mess. You're gonna have this emptiness.
Mm.
You know.
Wow.
So just live the moment.
Amen.
Mm. And I start getting ready and everything. I came out of the bathroom. You know, I guess a different night. Huh?
I forgot talking to me. You know,
mm-hmm. and I forgot about everything. And we left the house to go pick them up. Those are my husband. Brother, kids.
Amen.
So we went to pick them up and everything. We had a great time with them. And then something happened. That is where I would like you to go with me there. I said, I'm going to read it in Spanish, but I guess that's not what God wants. So I'm going to be obedient.
Amen.
I guess I'm going to read it in
English.
It's going to be Luke 6:37.
Okay.
So it says, when you have it, just yeah, let me know.
Amen.
6:37.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So it says, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven.
So when we went pick up the kids and everything, we went to a park where Christian families were there, you know, in this park. It was like a birthday party. And I isolated myself, you know. And I think I have that issue, you know. And I think God is still working with me through that issue. I still don't get it. Is it me that I'm thinking that I'm better than everybody else? You know, is it me trying, and this is stuff that I'm asking myself. Is it me trying to separate myself because this is not what God wants for me? What is it that keeps me so separated from people? And for some particular people, right? So, we left and someone threw this in Facebook. And I read it. And it just hit me, you know. I kept reading it. I read it in English. I read it in Spanish, you know. And I kept broken down to it. And the person that threw it, it was like a shade, you know. Is that how you say it, a shade?
Yeah.
But what I learned from it was the simple fact: it doesn't matter who's saying it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
At the end, what matters is you dig deep on you. You know what I mean? And come out of there with what is necessity for you, you know. And so I said, God, I'm not going to worry about who said it. I'm going to worry about what is in there that you want me to change, you know. And I took it deep because I said, as a Christian, you know, we can't be judgmental to other people.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
And I feel like that's something that I want God to help me with. You know, and I'm here today to say I surrender that. You know, because I wanna be able to help other people, and I wanna be able to do. I know God wants me to do stuff for other people, because I'm so judgmental. You know, I think that it's hard for people to come to me. So I just wanna say, God, thank you. I'm being the vessel that you want me to be, and I'm gonna keep going.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Why do I cry all the time?
It's okay. It's okay. Amen. Because you're alive. That's why. Amen.
Amen.
Dead
right.
men don't cry. Amen. Because you're alive. Praise God. Because you have feelings. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God, too, for honesty. Amen.
Amen.
We were talking this morning in Sunday school, right?
Yeah.
If you can't be honest, then God can't help you.
Amen.
Right? I mean, you have to at least be honest with, you know, the stuff about yourself that is a little bit out of place.
Amen.
And how many know we all have that?
We all have it.
Amen. Why? We all need the Lord. There's nobody that's all together.
Yeah.
So we praise God, amen, that you can come and be honest. And it's one thing to be honest with yourself. It's another thing, Sister Nida, to come up here and tell people to be honest in front of folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Man, how many people want to stand up before somebody and go, I'm so judgmental? Amen. Refreshing honesty, amen.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, though. But God can do something with that. He can't do things with denial, amen. God is a God of truth.
Yeah.
And when we come to him in truth, he responds to us in truth, amen.
Amen.
And he'll lift us up and change us. So we praise God, amen, that for that, amen.
So,
yeah, live your moment. Enjoy your kids, enjoy your husband, enjoy your wife, enjoy the day, amen.
Amen.
You don't have it forever, amen.
That's right.
It's not why you were talking about how your house was a mess and everything. Praise God that you love neatness and stuff. I like neatness too and stuff, but there's times, thanks to somebody that I'm not looking at right now, my house is a wreck, amen.
She be working on all kinds of things, brother. Like, I think she started a manufacturing company. She didn't tell me. She like made all kinds of stuff. It's all over the house. Amen. But I used to be like that too. But you know what, sister? There's scripture, amen. Proverbs 14:4 says, where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increases by the strength of the ox. Yeah. So listen, you can have a clean stall if you have no ox. But you won't have any crops either. Because
right.
The ox helps you plow your land and harvest your crops, right? So sometimes, amen, a messy house is really, or a messy barn is really a sign of blessing and increase.
Amen.
It's not a negative. Amen.
That's right.
But you just, even God said to you, your kid's going to be gone one day. Your house will be clean then, presumably. Mm-hmm. But it'll be empty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Praise God for a full house.
Amen. Right now. Praise the Lord.
And just realize the mess is a byproduct of it. Mm-hmm. But the mess is secondary. It's the ones who are making the mess that are the blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So thank God, amen, for the ox. Yeah, he's leaving some stuff behind. Yeah. You know what I mean? But he's helping you plow your field and have increase. Amen.
Amen.
They can increase your joy. The mess, don't worry about it. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Because you know what? Sister Trisha said, what woman stays pregnant forever? Can I ask you a question? What house stays clean forever? Amen?
Yeah.
You got to clean the house again next week. And the week after. And the week after. What clothes stay clean forever? You doing laundry every week. So what are you accomplishing with your clean house? It's going to get dirty. Amen. As God said, live your moment. Amen. Enjoy your kids. Enjoy your husband. Enjoy the music. Maybe there's something in there that you can, you know.
Yeah.
And you clean the house, you can like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Got the electric slide, right? Come on, you can do the vacuuming, Sister Patricia.
Yes.
I mean, Sister Nine.
Yeah.
The electric slide. Be like. You know how to do, right?
Yep.
Do your dusting to the beat. Mm-hmm. Amen. We praise God. Amen. Got some good stuff today. This Christian, Brother Christian, you got something for us today?
Yeah, I got something for us.
All right. So we got Brother Christian coming.
Got something for
us. Yeah. All right. Praise the Lord. So Brother Christian's coming. Amen. Encourage him as he comes.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I thank God for being here.
Amen.
Once again,
amen.
Friday, we went out with my wife. The kids were at school. And I've been procrastinating about my promotion. They gave me a deadline to put in, to get some paperwork together. Towards my promotion.
Mm-hmm.
I work and I even procrastinate with one of my superiors, a captain. So I told her that I wanted to get promoted. And she told me, I mean, what are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, I still got to do this. I still got to do that. So I gave excuses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't do what I need to do to get promoted. So what I'm trying to get here is that God telling me that I need to do something on my own.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In order to help him.
Mm-hmm.
Do something for me.
Right.
So, and I didn't get the point right there and then. So when we went and eat with my wife on Friday, we went to this restaurant. We sat down, and you know, she looked at me, and you know, she knew it was something bothering me. It was something, and I can't remember. She asked me about my promotion, and I just went and talked to her about it. But the way it came out, so I told her that she asked me, "Hey, are you working towards your promotion?" And I said, "I don't want to talk about it." I didn't say that right away, but it was like what I wanted to say. You know, so I just stay quiet, and I just looked at her, and then she was like, "You need, you know, like, talk about it. Let me know. You know, what do you need? Are you doing what you need to get promoted?" And I was like, "It's a lot of stuff, you know, that I need to do. Like, you know, my uniform needs to be straight. I need to take a DA photo." So they can see me. So, but anyway, she said, "You know what, like, you're procrastinating." Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I was doing, procrastinating. Mm-hmm. So, let's go ahead, go and take care of that. You know, do it, you know, and so we went home. We went to my office. We drove to the office, and you know, I felt encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know,
yes.
And I think coming from the person that you love the most,
yes.
You know, I think it will, you know, you will feel more
yes.
encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, maybe let's go. I'm gonna drive to the office. I'm gonna get this paperwork that I need so I can see what I need on my uniform, so I can put it on. So we went, got the paperwork, went back. I looked, I called a friend to mm-hmm. help me out, because that was another thing. The thing is that I needed help,
right?
Mm-hmm. But I wasn't. I would feel like I don't know, because I've been in for 18 years, so I'm thinking that I should know that.
Yes.
And it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't know everything.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't matter how long you've been in the job, whatever, you're right. still learning.
That's
you know?
Right.
Man. So I'm not an expert.
That's right.
So I called this guy and I told him, "Hey, you know, I need your help, man. Can you look at my uniform? Because I know I need some stuff in there to get promoted. Oh, no, go ahead. Come over here. I'll help you." You know, I thought he wasn't going to be home
right.
because it's weekend, long weekend.
Right.
So I went to his house. I bought some stuff that I needed, but it wasn't fitting in the uniform the way it was supposed to. So, but anyway, I got there. I didn't do anything. He didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he just looked at my uniform and he was like, "Your uniform looks straight. It's good. It looks nice. Do we fix this the last time?" "Yes, we did." "It wasn't for your promotion?" "No. It was for an event that I was going to attend. But this time it's for my promotion."
Mm-hmm.
Man, he was like, "Don't worry about it. And congratulations. You just got promoted."
So like, that easy.
I was like, "Huh?" Yeah, like, wow. He was like, "Congratulations. You just got promoted. You know, you get it.
Wow.
You know, like, you already got it."
Wow.
You know, so his words was so, like, direct that
yes.
I was like, "Wow." You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm believing this. You know, I still doubt it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, he didn't do nothing to the uniform. You know, I put it back in the pack,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the hanger, and then I fed it. He looked at it. You know, okay, "Don't do nothing to it," he was like. "Don't do nothing to it, because you're going to mess it up. So just leave it like that and go and take your DA photo."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I went. The place closed at 4:30. That was Friday. So I got there. I just went, you know, like I don't know. God guide me to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he told me go over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it wasn't in my mind to go. I just went.
You just went.
And I was close to the place, and I was like, and I didn't know where the place it was. I just, you know, like, drove to a road, whatever, whatever, and then I saw DA Photo. And I just went in there.
Wow.
I parked. It was a man, older guy. I went, and he came out. I mean, and he was like, "Hey, how you doing? Are you coming to take your DA photo?" And I was like, "Yes, sir." We almost closed, so can I see? I can see your uniform. He was like, and I was like, and he stand up. Mm-hmm. And he came, he was coming around. I was like, "No, sir, stay right there. You know, hey, I'll bring it for you." Mm-hmm. Nah, let me go and see it because I want to walk too. So he was like, "Okay, let's go." So he came to my car, I grabbed the uniform, and he looked at it, and he was like, "Your uniform looked pretty good." So the only thing is that, You need to see some stuff from me, so let me show you something. He was like, you know, it's just a lot of things in there. But this man, he showed me some regulations and stuff, and I looked at it, and he told me, read it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was long, I hate reading, you know. I usually don't read, you know, none of that stuff, because I think I know it. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that. So right there, I read it. You know, and I read, oh, this pretend to me. You know, he was like, "Okay, if that pretend to you, then you're going to need two of this. You're going to need two of this." So he pointed out three things for me in my uniform that I needed. You know, so just, you still got time. He was like, "You're not going to take that photo today, but tomorrow we open from 8 to 2, mm-hmm. He was like, "So just come tomorrow and take your DA photo." So I was like, "Oh, sir, thank you, sir." You know, like, so, you know, I went and thank him. You know, "Thank you, Jesus. You're so good." You know, like, mm-hmm. And he was like, "Amen," he said. You know, so, and then, so I went, I bought this, and he told me, you know, what happened is that my uniform, you need to add stars to it. And when you buy the stars, it has like little nails.
Like nails, you can say. Mm-hmm.
And then you know, he was like, "But I never thought that I can break those nails and just, you know,
glue it,
you know, mm-hmm. and take the one that was there,
right.
That was a 2, and put a 3. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I wasn't thinking, you know. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, like, what I'm trying to say is that each of this person, mm-hmm. you know, like, this. Something, you know, God put something on them to,
yes.
for
yes.
me to realize, yes. you know, that I need to do this.
Yes.
And God is helping me. Mm-hmm. He's there already, mm-hmm. you know, but I mean, I need to put a little bit of me mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. So right there, I got the point.
Yeah.
I say yes, I need to do this,
yeah.
you know,
yes.
so, and I got to believe that I need it. So I went. I got the stuff, Pastor, and then, you know, I bought glue, and I put it in there. Mm-hmm. I went yesterday to get that photo, you know, like, I was just right there, like, you know, like the star. And you know, so I got there, and God is good.
Amen.
You know, I felt it so good
Amen.
After taking that photo.
Praise God.
And you know, and I was like, my wife told me, you know, like, you already got promoted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your promotion. You know, we're just gonna wait on the day that they tell you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But God is telling me that you got promoted.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise
you know,
God.
So you know, and I believe that.
Amen.
You know, because he's good, and you know, the thing is that we always have to help him. You know, when Sister Patricia was talking, mm-hmm. like, you know, she started
Amen.
It. So everything is like
yes.
in one, you know, and like, you know, it's so, you know, Amen. He's so powerful,
yeah.
and he gives us words, you know, and we just follow.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So pray for me for my phone.
You already got it. Amen.
I want to pass it to Sister Pennell in a minute. She's going to close us out. But two things you said that I wrote them down and just made me shake my head. You said you told your supervisor or superior officer, I want to get promoted. And then she said to you, what are you waiting for? I see, there's a whole lot of people walking around saying they want to be promoted. And I believe heaven is saying, what are you waiting for? Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yes.
What are you waiting for? The Bible tells us that promotion doesn't come from the east, nor the west, nor the south, but that God is the judge, and he raises up one and he sets down another. Promotion comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen? And I believe sometimes God looks at us and say, you know, Lord, what are you waiting for? Mm-hmm. Like you said, you got to... You just can't let God do all the work. You said what? You said God is there helping, but I have to put a little bit of me in. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you need
a little bit of me.
A little bit of me needs to be in my promotion, right? Amen. So we praise God for that. The other thing you said, and I'm going to turn to Sister now, was really funny, that you wouldn't do what I was supposed to do to get promoted. Isn't that something?
Yes.
A lot of us aren't doing what we're supposed to do in order to get promoted.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, oh, Jesus is right.
Amen.
That's one of them salah, pause and calmly reflect on that. And as you do, amen, Sister Penelope's going to come and share with us. Amen.
Amen.
Encourage her as she comes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. God is a good God. He's a great God.
Amen.
And I'm just thankful. That's funny. We have to do what God says. That's what Patricia started with, right?
Amen.
We have to follow God's direction and listen to him.
Amen.
Because we just never know. You know, we can be holding ourselves back and even just doing the little things that God tells us to do. It's a matter of being obedient. Just do it. It don't sound good. It may make you look a little strange.
Amen.
But just do it. That's what I said to do. Just do it.
Amen.
You know, and then we'll get promoted. And it's funny because we get promoted spiritually too.
Amen.
You know, God brings us to a higher place and we don't think about those things when God tells us to do something. And I'm just talking to myself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I had a couple of thoughts, but just a couple of weeks ago, beginning of May, something came to me. But 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And then just this morning, God said, we were singing about it, the goodness of God. Oh, give thanks. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the thanks, and we're talking about the goodness. Both of them. And we sang two different songs with, oh, give thanks, and one was give thanks unto the Lord. And a song came to me, and there's plenty of songs in there that says, talking about giving thanks unto the Lord.
I said singing.
No. Moving right along. God didn't give me that direction. He gave me a scripture. But Psalm 136:1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Yeah.
For his mercy endureth forever."
Amen.
And throughout this whole psalm, there are so many reasons to give God thanks. And to talk about how good he is, his mercy, for he does great wonders, for the wisdom, for the sun, for the moon and the stars, all these things, you know, that God talks about in the scripture, many reasons to give him thanks, and we have many reasons to give him thanks, but it's funny, and I know God's going to tie this up for me, because I can't, but a few weeks ago, well, you all know that we were, my hubby and I were studying the dialect. We were learning Spanish, and we went to school for a couple of weeks, and sort of quit, I'm telling one of us, sort of quit, but we were still studying. You know, I had my little app, so I'm still learning words. But one morning, my husband had bought me some coffee, and he does that often when I'm sitting and doing my devotional, and he said to me, "Y'all gonna have a Spanish lesson today." Buenos dias. And I said, and he just looked at me, and it clicked. I said, "He's speaking in Spanish." I said, "Buenos dias." And I said, "¿Cómo estás?" And he said, "Bien." And then I said, then he said, "¿Cómo estás?" And I said, "Muy bien." So we just have this little light conversation. And then that's when, you know, God speaks through everything. And I had this thought in learning Spanish. You know, like in the beginning, when they first teach you Spanish, you're taught the basics. Like, good morning, good night. You might learn some words like how to say certain foods. If you want to eat, verbs, like you want to run, you want to play, things like that. You learn those basic words. And the funny thing that struck me was that in learning how to respond to "how are you," they teach you to say, "good." They don't teach you to say, "My back is hurting." "It's raining outside." Amen. You know, they don't teach you negative things. Amen. They teach you to say good. And I said, "Oh, wow, Lord." And then, you know, God started speaking. He said, "That should always be our default setting.
Amen.
That we are good."
Amen.
Because everything that God made
is
good.
Amen.
So if he made us, we are good. And then I thought about some of my Latino friends, and a lot of times I don't hear them complain. They often say that they're good. Mm-hmm. You know, the conversation, we say, "¿Cómo está?" "Muy bien." But they always say that they're good. And I said, I wonder if this was done on purpose. You know, I started thinking about this. And then I thought about how when we grow up and how we were taught and how we teach our kids, like when we give them something, we teach them to say, "Thank you."
Amen.
So there's the thankfulness and the goodness that we were all talking about.
Yeah.
Thankfulness and goodness. Well, we teach our kids to say, "Thank you." And even words like, you know, their babies, we say, "Tata," I don't know why. That does not say thank you. But that's what we say. That's what I thought. Say ta-ta. Say ta-ta. Yeah, but we say, okay. And so I said, so, you know, just meditating on that, the goodness and the thankfulness of God and how that should be our default setting, that we should always be thankful and that we should always respond with good all the time. And it's a wonder because as you start to do that, you start to be grateful for things and you start to appreciate things more, you know, you stop complaining about things, you sort of draw good things your way. You know, it's like what you, you're giving out and what you expect back, it's the same thing. You put out the good, you expect the good to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to get there when we're putting out the good, because we're not going to get it back if we're not putting it out. So that was my, you know, my thought, what God has been sharing with me, to be thankful, to appreciate the good, to express the good, to see his goodness always.
Amen.
You know, and it's funny that this came up because I was going to talk about this a couple of weeks ago, but I was talking when Jeff and I went away the last few days. I know we went to Belize. Oh, beautiful, beautiful place. we were having a conversation. I'm not going to let y'all in all of our conversation, but we were having a conversation, and we were just talking about ways I was expressing a way that I could be better, because I know that he sort of gets turned off when I complain. So this came to mind, that if I just start showing more thankfulness, more, you know, showing him more appreciation, then, you know, all of that will come back to me. Not that he doesn't do it already, but in abundance. Amen. It'll all come back to me. So that's sort of like, it was in our conversation yesterday, and then it was all this goodness and the thankfulness, you know, with God speaking that today. And then I thought about, you know, it was amazing to me that in one of the places in Belize, and you see this often, people that don't have a lot, mm-hmm. they're so thankful for yes. what they do have.
Amen.
It's an amazing thing. I think Americans are just so spoiled. But there was one place in Belize that the people were really poor, but we went out at night, and they were still out in the street. They were still talking. They were still laughing. The kids were playing and running Amen. Around. Amen. So they were still thankful in their environment. Mm-hmm. And I thought about Paul, how we ought to always, he was always content. Mm-hmm. No matter where we are, we should always be content. So I thought about that. And I said, wow, Lord, God is good. God is Amen. Good. And he's just worthy that we should always be expressing our thanks,
yeah.
you know, talking about his goodness, mm-hmm. speaking good out of our lives, you know, out of Amen. Our mouths, like we've learned, you know, learning Amen. Still,
yeah.
you know, to speak, just to speak positive things. So that's about what God has been sharing. And it's just, you know, it's funny that, you know, Brother Lance was talking about joy and
Amen.
He still has joy. He's still talking about God is good in spite of what Gwen is going through. Those kind of things, God will want to do something.
Yeah.
Because God wants to continually show forth his goodness. So Amen. When we get it right and we remain thankful in every situation and circumstance, God's goodness can just come in and just flood, you know, flood our souls and things. And I'm grateful. And with God telling you tonight about living the moment, you know, I thought about those police kids. They don't have everything, but they live in the moment. What they can enjoy, they will enjoy.
Amen.
You know, so that just reminds you just to be thankful. Be thankful Amen. For your kids. Be thankful for your family. Be thankful for your husband. You know, just be thankful for your home, even if it is a mess in the Lord. Be thankful for that. Just you know, because God's goodness can be seen in those things. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful, and I pray that, you know, if we would just maybe follow the same teaching that we were taught, or our Latino friends are taught. You know, when somebody asks you, how are you? And you can say, I am good.
Amen.
You know, I am good. Yo soy muy bien.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Christian. Christian gave us a little Spanish that he said, estoy.
Oh, estoy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This man said a lot of stuff. I just want to clear the record.
Uh-oh.
We did not quit on Spanish.
Okay.
But
we didn't quit on Spanish.
I got frustrated with our teacher. She was saying stuff that even I knew was wrong. And I was telling us from that, that's not right. And then we look in the book and I see. Amen. That's kind of hard to keep, you know, showing up for class on time.
Amen.
Teaching. Yes. Oh. Amen. But Sister Nova, I never thought about that. When you do learn Spanish, right? How are you? You're taught, right? Bien, muy bien. Yes, malo. Muy. They don't teach you that. Amen. I got that right. So praise God, right? And you know, we come into the house of God and we're learning His word. In some ways, we're learning a new language too.
Amen. Right? Praise
the Lord. And so part of our language should be, well, I have a friend and a client who, you know, I'll ask him how you doing, and he always says, outstanding. And he says it like that. And I had lunch with him recently, and I said, I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. But too many times I go, how are you doing? I'm okay. Okay.
Yeah.
No, elevate your language. You're better than okay.
Amen.
Good. I'm very good. I'm great. I'm outstanding. And maybe you're not, but there's something that comes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Sister Mel said, you can attract. Mm-hmm. Right? Words have power. Amen.
Amen.
And we're thankful for that, and thankful for what we have. And as Sister Fennell said, I mean, we met so many people in Belize, and it was like, and just met them, and we're talking with them, and you know, everywhere we went.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, there was one guy who was showing us around, and he was telling us how simple the land is, and you know, he gave us a history of it and everything. And he said one thing that struck us. We both laughed, but then we thought about it later on, and we talked about it. He said, if we don't have it, we don't need it.
We don't need it.
Because he was talking about different things, how they didn't have this thing, they didn't have that. You know, like some of the things that we would view as ordinary conveniences and amenities of life here in the United States. But he said, if we don't have it,
we don't need it.
That's our view. So we just live, and we enjoy what we have. I mean, and so think about that sometimes. I mean, sometimes we think if we don't have it,
we need it
even more. And we're mad that we don't have it. But we can be thankful even in the midst, right? With godliness and contentment, there is great gain. Amen. And so sometimes we need to be, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Content until God moves, right?
Amen.
Well, praise God. I have a lot of stuff here. I'm going to continue to look at it and look at my notes. And I thank God that that He used all of you to speak words of life to us. Amen. And to each other. Amen. I pray that you're built up in your faith today.
Amen.
And encouraged by what has transpired. I know I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And so we give God the praise.
Yes.
And we give God the glory. Amen. So,
amen.